They made a big deal about him not coming back, though.
Loki's got to come back. He dies in every movie. And he always comes back.
Yeah. It's like Kenny. Kenny.
Oh, they killed Loki.
God damn it, you bastards. You killed Loki.
Oh, shit. Welcome to Because Nerd. It's the 24th day of April 2019 as we record this. This is our 8th episode. I'm your host, Chris Farrell, and I'm joined by two of my best nerd friends, Clint and Mike. And in honor of Avengers Endgame coming out this weekend, we are focusing today's conversation solely on the Avengers. Nerds, assemble!
All right. I'm pretty excited to talk about this because I just watched another video this morning that's something cool that I didn't know that I just found out.
Yeah. I've got a lot of different interesting points to go over as well as theories. So I'm kind of interested to talk about all those different angles and stuff like that.
I can't find the sling ring.
Is that a sex toy?
Yes.
Is that similar to a cock ring?
Sling ring? I can't find it. I got to wear it every time I do the podcast.
Yeah, I need it every time we record.
I can't stay stiff while we're recording without my sling ring.
If I don't have it, it's over.
Can't stay stiff.
I don't want to derail the conversation, but these are not really...
But the sling ring is really important to me.
But look, it really doesn't work without it, right? I got to have a cock ring on. I watched a video this morning that was basically two things, right? Sling rings and how Doctor Strange got so powerful. So the sling ring thing, it's very quick. A sling ring is when Doctor Strange opens a portal and something that's going through it, if he closes the portal, it'll cut you in half, right?
Yeah, he did it to Obsidian's hand.
Yeah, Obsidian's hand falls off, right? So everybody's like, well, why the fuck didn't he just do that with Thanos?
14 million different options to view. And he must have concluded that they still don't win, even if he cuts Thanos in half.
Nope, doesn't matter, because no matter what. It's like in the street, you have Obsidian and you've got...
Ebony Maw.
Yeah, Ebony Maw. So Ebony Maw was a badass foe, right? Like, he was super fucking killer. Why didn't he just cut Ebony Maw's head off or anything? I mean...
I don't even know how to...
From what I've read by just looking at it right now, you have to be traveling through it to be able to cut it off, right? So from what I read, the power is limited to you can open a portal and something coming through it, the portal can be closed. So that's why he got Obsidian's arm, is because Obsidian was like going to punch or do whatever, and he closed it. So that would lead to say that Ebony Maw would have to be moving forward through the portal. How many times in that movie was Ebony Maw moving extremely fast forward, and very easily Wong could have been like, nope, cut his head off, he's dead.
Yeah. I mean, well, so first off, what you're saying, you can't make a portal and then start moving the portal forward and make it go capture right. Somebody. They have to enter it.
Yeah, the portal is stuck in a place. You can't move the portal. You can only open it or close it. So in that sense, somebody has to be going through it to close it. And you can't open a portal around something that's matter, I guess, because it can only be in a time and space free bubble, I guess.
So they're restricted to where they can actually open the sling ring?
Yeah, you can't open it like around a building. Like, you couldn't open it around a tree.
So I wonder if you could open... a sling ring.
They're going to put it around your dick?
Yeah. And then just a glory hole, a sling ring.
Yeah, absolutely. You just, absolutely
it just
could.
Just dangles on it.
Just open.
It just dangles out into some place. Like,
open like a six, like a 3-inch round sling ring. Just stick your dick through it. And then whoever's on the other side just sees a floating dick.
You know you're gonna transport that to a Denny's bathroom.
Think of the possibilities.
Yeah, just see what happens, man.
Think of the possibilities. You're like, truck stop, trucker bathroom, bunny ranch.
Yeah, you just got to be crafty.
Now, on the reason they don't do that is probably because somebody did try it. And one day they were like, this is great. And he opens a portal, a sling ring, he puts his wiener in it. and then he sneezes or you know, the wind blows, something happens, and he closes the portal and it chops his wiener off, and he's like, no!
He wasn't circumcised before, he is now.
He is now. He catches it right before it closes all the way, so it just cuts the, you know, his head off, and he's like, hey, problem solved. Yeah,
it just snips the tip, hey.
If you go, so you remember where Doctor Strange goes and trains? You've got all the monks in training to be time masters or whatever. You've got all the major classes like combat and time travel. Then you've got like the one, all you see all the Jewish time guys. They have like the curly hair and the hat.
Orthodox Jewish guys, yeah.
Orthodox Jewish, how to create sling rings for circumcision.
It makes it look bigger to the ladies.
And you just go and they're like, okay, you take the baby and you put the baby down and then you open the sling ring and kabosh, he's got his dick is good.
I like how you tried to go for Jewish.
I tried it.
But you just kind of fell into like Boston.
Yeah. And everybody, you know, is basically turns into an old Boston lady or whatever.
So on average, most babies would be a pretty small target. How many times do they miss?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, that's why you have to be a master. They practice on pickles, carrots, sausages, and then they move up to like bull penis and then pig penis. And then eventually you get to the baby. That's when you're a master.
Man, whatever. The first animal in the line, though, that's got to suck that you drew the short straw on that one.
Well, no, not really. I can go to the store right now and get a bull penis.
Oh, you just mean, okay, I thought you meant they were like going out in the field.
No, that's horrible.
I mean... It's still alive, at least. You killed it the other way.
I guess. I mean, I guess if you want to try a live subject, but I mean...
If someone's going to do experimental stuff to your wiener, you'd rather die.
Oh, absolutely.
I would say, yeah.
Just finish it.
Just kill me.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, sling rings, man. And then the other thing I learned this morning that was pretty cool was the bands of Sidorak. Have you guys ever heard of those?
I have. Yeah, the red bands he was trying to pull his glove off with.
Right. So Doctor Strange gets his magic from different demons and different entities that lend him their magic. In the comics, that's how it's kind of explained.
Yeah, he's a ridiculous heathen who's going to burn in hell because he doesn't follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
Abso-freaking-lutely. Yeah, what power did Jesus give him?
He doesn't need to know how to turn water into wine because we already seen in the Doctor Strange movie he can fill up a mug of beer in no time.
No, fuck that. Maybe. That's the skill he got from Jesus, right? So you've got Sidorak, who's like, look, I'll give you my evil energy, right? And you can take this and you can use some bands and you can wrap people up and, you know, go at it, go nuts. And then he goes down the line and he gets to Jesus and he's like, so what can you offer me, Jesus?
Get a drink of these tasty brews, pop one open, man.
He's like, watch this, dude, watch this. Go get a stein. He's like, but I don't really drink. Go get a stein, man.
Come on, man. Don't ruin the trick.
This is a good one. This is gonna slay at social events.
Come on, this will be useful in the future. Say the magic words. He's like, all right, abracadabra, and the stein fills up. He's like, huh? See that? Look at that shit. And I giveth unto thee.
And that's not some pussy light beer, man, either, dude. That's a panty dropper, I'm telling you. The alcohol on that one.
This is like 10% alcohol, yeah. Bro. You try to get that from that pansy Buddha, he's only going to give you like 2, 3%, man, like some Bud Light shit. This is 10% top grade meat. Also, side note, Sidorak is also imbued the stone that Juggernaut has in his chest, and now that creates the ultimate Juggernaut, right? Which is a cool fact that they're kind of linked that way. So anyway, bands of Sidorak. Thought that was pretty cool.
So what is it that you guys think that Strange is betting on? What is it that he fought for so long up to a point, and then he was like, all right, giving it over now?
Do you think he just totally gave up? Like, he's like, oh, man, you guys are a bunch of goddamn idiots, like playing with my brother's kids over here. 14 million times you couldn't get this shit figured out. Fuck it. You know what? I think Thanos might be actually right on this one.
He's like, you are all so fucking dumb that I saw 14 million possible outcomes and I wasn't ready to see 14 million in one because you all fucking suck. I give up.
Man, can you imagine 14 million possibilities? You had to be looking at a lot of similar situations and checking minute variables. I mean, what do you think he saw in his visions? Do you think he actually lived through the time? How long was each of those visions?
A lifetime, dude. And you see from the last Strange movie when he fights Dormammu, he's only gone for a minute. But I mean, those take years and years. If he lived through all of those, that dude needs some therapy. Everybody was saying that's why he's so powerful. Because I read a bunch of things that were like, well, through the whole movie, why was Doctor Strange not kicking ass and taking names? I mean, yeah, he fought. But he didn't do like he did at the end where he splits himself into a million copies. Some people say that in that moment where he's sitting there meditating and he sees the 14 million futures, he's training and he's learning how to fight. So when he finally comes out of that and then attacks Thanos, to me, was one of the best parts of the movie, man. When Doctor Strange goes ham on him, I was like, oh, fucking hey, that's awesome.
Have you gone back and done like a close watch on when the gems glow? Because like that's a cool scene to illustrate it, that you see when Thanos gets pissed off because Strange has surrounded him with that multitude of replicas. And they all like throw bands down on him and they're holding him. And then he like flexes the glove and two things happen. It cancels out the spell while also telling him which is the one true Doctor Strange. And it's cool because what you see is the Power Stone and the Soul Stone at that time are the ones that glow. And like it seems obvious. It's like the Power Stone broke the spell and the Soul Stone identified which one of these is a real person.
That's pretty cool.
And there's a bunch of cool shit, like other clues, though, of things that happen. You have to wonder why certain stones glow at times that they do throughout the movie.
It's awesome that they paid attention to that, that they made that part of it, because they could have just been like, whatever, he flexes the glove and it happens. But to make those glow at that time, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. There's another one. There's the scene where he hits Star-Lord, Nebula, and Drax, and Thanos swipes some kind of energy blast. It looks like it comes out of the Power Stone. But you got to wonder why that didn't kill them. I mean, a blast from the Power Stone should probably kill any of them. If you look at that scene, you'll see that the Soul Stone glows. And I think that he might have actively kept them alive.
Right.
So it was making me think that the reason that Thanos hasn't killed any of the other Guardians of the Galaxy is because Gamora is his favorite daughter. And he's just that father that really doesn't like his daughter's friends. He keeps killing them, but he's trying to be nice about it. So like kind of brings them back to life.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense. That makes sense. Because he supposedly loves them so hard that he's like, I'm a badass dad, but okay, fine. I won't kill him.
Avengers is actually just a lighthearted rom-com about an angsty teen that wants to get back at her dad.
Right, exactly.
Man, you know it was dumb? When Star-Lord freaks out and like ruins the whole thing when they're trying to take the gauntlet off, the way he ruins it is he punches him in the face. He's holding a blaster in his hand.
Right.
And it's like, is that like just balls machismo?
In 14 million tries, you couldn't stop Star-Lord from crying like a little bitch about his girlfriend. You guys suck. They really try to make Thanos not be such a bad guy. I mean, he's doing all this stuff.
He's a guy you want to have a beer with.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty much an honorable dude.
Talk about the people that are pissing you off. And he's like, don't worry, dude, I got a whole thing where I'm going to fix that.
Right. Exactly.
This whole conversation is making me lead towards Team Thanos, you know?
Oh, I've been on Team Thanos for a long time. No, but like you think about it, he doesn't really want to kill those guys. Like he even tells Tony Stark, you fought honorably. I hope they remember you, you know, because these people are fighting him and he knows they're not going to win. He's like, I'm Thanos with the fucking Infinity Gauntlet. And so he's keeping them alive because he's like, I'm not trying to kill you guys. I'm just trying to get you to stop and see it my way, you know? Do you think Thanos knows when he snaps his fingers which half is going to go away?
Actually, he's all about balancing 50-50, right? So there's a variable in there. He wouldn't influence what that 50-50 is because that goes against totally what he's trying to do.
I think that what he did is roll the dice and just let it go. But then I wonder if like, was he subject to it?
Right. That I was just going to say, do you think he had that 50-50 chance?
He ends up in some kind of ethereal place. I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be the soul world. And I wonder if he died, but he like used a little bit just to keep it for himself.
Yeah. Right. So he's kind of he's a hypocrite.
Exactly.
He's totally a hypocrite. I mean, come on, man. You can be as honorable as you want, but in the end, when you're faced with death, you're probably going to be like, no, I don't really want to die.
So I think one major thing that was going on, Strange must have been looking ahead to see like what all the pieces are in place and how when I give him this stone, he's going to react at that time.
Well, yeah, man, his whole existence is around how to not let people get the fucking time stone.
And so he gives it up. So one thing that I think he must have held it up to a point where he said, okay, this is my best gamble for trying to get him to act in a certain way. And what he might have done was waited for a moment when it seemed right to give him the stone. And even though it means he's going to be successful, I'm wondering if that's what he's thinking, is it makes it harder for Thanos to fight back.
That's what bugs me about the snap. That would be fine if the glove was unusable. But clearly, the glove is not unusable.
I figured it out. Wait. What Strange was betting on was that Thor was going to aim for the head.
Exactly.
So pissed.
He's in hell right now, and he's like, no, God damn it. The one outcome that could have. Ah!
You're supposed to be a god, for God's sakes.
That's awesome. Because really, it would have been over if he would have just chopped Thanos' face off, right? But like, no, he hits him in the chest, which I guess maybe it's hard to wield that thing and he's not used to it because it's new. And he's like, oh, it's not like my hammer.
He didn't keep his elbow straight. You got to keep your elbow straight when you're coming at me.
You got to keep your elbow straight.
So his glove doesn't work anymore. So do you think he just puts all the stones in a little pouch like he's in D&D, like he's a wizard? He just walks around with his gemstones in his little leather pouch?
He does. Yeah. No, he makes rings out of them. He's just got these big, gaudy fucking rings that he wears. And like,
just feels like he's living a really bohemian lifestyle. He's reinventing himself.
This whole rebalance of the universe just feels good.
Yeah.
It does. It really does. Like, I think Team Thanos all the way, dude. I think that guy had a right plan.
So why is Stormbreaker able to overcome the gauntlet?
Well, it is made out of the same dying star, right?
It's not just the glove. It's the glove with six fucking stones in it.
That's true.
Well, I think it comes down to, so he didn't see Thor coming. And I think that Thor like was kind of catching him off guard. So it was kind of a last minute knee jerk, like, oh, fuck. But if he would have had time to prep, he would have just been like, Thor is now a ribbon.
I seriously thought you were just going to say rabbit.
Abracadabra, guys. Thor is a rabbit. Ta-da.
That would have been better.
Wait a minute. Hold on. It cuts to the planet where Thanos lives a couple years in the future. So he uses the gauntlet for doing like kids parties and stuff. And he's like, hey, who wants to see me pull a rabbit out of this hat? Shazam.
The rabbit's got a little helmet on with wings.
So here's some notes that I had about all of that in Thor, right? I think he sees what happened, and damn it, my notes are all over the place. Basically,
my notes are horrible. They don't make any fucking sense. God damn it.
Yeah.
My notes are as bad as these plot lines.
Right, exactly.
I don't know if I trust Thor to get anything, though. So in Ultron, he says that he's got to go look for the Infinity Stones. And then in Ragnarok, he's just like, eh, I flew around for a while and didn't find anything. Didn't sound like he put a whole lot of effort into that. And,
he's just done. He's like, whatever. Well, I thought it was, he stopped looking for the stones because he had the vision of Ragnarok, right? So that kind of curbed him from getting the stones because he wanted to save his people from Ragnarok.
Okay, keep making excuse for Thor.
Why didn't the hammer make the aircraft carrier collapse to the ground?
When he wasn't holding it? Right.
Yeah.
If he's not carrying it, why didn't it just fall to the ground?
Should have just smashed that shit all the way down.
That's a good point. So Thor really can't not hold that thing.
That was one of the coolest moves in Ragnarok when like the big demon monster, you know, breaks out, starts chasing him. And when the monster comes over, he just sets the hammer in his mouth and drops him down.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was super cool. You know, one thing I just realized today, and I know this isn't any news breaking stuff, but I just finally realized today that all the people that didn't get dusted in Infinity War is the original Avengers from the first Avengers movie.
You just figured that out? Damn.
I never thought about it. It ain't that I didn't figure it out. I just didn't realize it until I was watching something today and it was like, you know, the original fucking Avengers. I'm like, oh shit. Other than Rocket, because I mean, he was obviously Guardians of the Galaxy, but the rest of them, you know, are all the Avengers, like Black Panther, or not Black Panther, Cap, you know who they are. So
you can't name the Avengers, can you?
I'm like, Black Panther. It's because I'm looking at this note that I wrote for myself of all the people that have worn the Infinity Gauntlet, and I'm like, looking at the list like it's the Avengers. I'm like, oh, Black Panther, Spider-Man, Adam Warlock. Yeah, those guys are all the original Avengers. Everybody knows that, you fucking noobs.
Okay, because nerd, do you even know who's in the Avengers?
Well, okay, so it's a good segue to bring up my list. So I wrote down a list of all the Avengers or all the people that have worn the gauntlet in the comics.
Yep.
But not going outside of the Marvel MCU. Black Panther, Spider-Man, The Incredible Hulk, which I wanted to talk about that because I think he wears it in Worldbreaker Hulk. Adam Warlock, which he's not in the movies yet, but you know he is because Guardians of the Galaxy, they show him being made.
He's hinted at, yeah.
Captain America, Nebula.
Well, she's the one who took it from Thanos in the original Infinity Gauntlet story.
Exactly. That's how they killed him, is she took it from him. And anyway, and then the very last one, I don't know why it was on this list, but it was like Black Panther, Spider-Man, Hulk, Adam Warlock, Cap, Nebula, Iron Man, and Santa Claus. I was like, what the fuck?
So the sleigh is just a ruse.
And a little side fact of Worldbreaker Hulk I wanted to pull up. The reason they call him Worldbreaker Hulk is completely backwards to what that means. In the comics, he goes to the center of the Earth because the Earth is going to explode, and he holds the tectonic plates together because he's so strong. So he's not really breaking the world. He's a world fixer Hulk.
Does he have to stay there like until the super glue dries, or is it like permanent? He's got to stay down there and just hold this shit forever.
I think the magma had to dry. I have no fucking clue.
I need you guys to get some duct tape down here. I can't keep holding this.
Hulk getting tired. Hulk need to pee. Can't undo zipper.
So Banner and the Hulk merge together, and then certain things happen.
This is going to be like a thing where they go to a summer camp and they all have to like talk about their problems. And the Infinity Gauntlet sounds like the talking stick, and like it gets passed to them, and they're just going to unload the issues that they have between each other, and then they're going to use the magic of the gauntlet to fix their relationship.
To become one.
Professor Hulk.
Yeah, Professor Hulk.
Hulk smart.
Hulk smart now.
You call me Dr. Hulk.
You called me Dr. Hulk. No, I'm not going to call you Hulk Smash.
Smash is just like a euphemism for sex, right?
Oh yeah, all the kids, that's what all the kids say now.
That's all Hulk's ever been talking about.
He doesn't want to fight, he just wants to fuck all the time.
A lot of testosterone in those gamma rays.
Hulk fuck.
He used to go around and Hulk fuck, and they were like, wait, Hulk, hey man, hey.
Oh, we gotta calm that one down.
That's not gonna work, buddy.
They're in the middle of the Battle of New York, and they're like busting into skyscrapers, saving people's lives, like grabbing them from falling buildings and shit. But the whole time, Hulk's just being like, Hulk, fuck.
What they don't show, too, is like, you know, you see the scenes where the Hulk is like up on the skyscraper and he's grabbing those aliens, you know, and he's like smashing them. But what you don't see in the DVD commentary, like the extra scenes, Hulk's not only grabbing them and smashing them, he's just fucking the hell out of them. And like Hawkeye's up on the building like, guys, we have a situation here. Hulk just keeps fucking all these aliens. And I don't even know if he's killing them. I mean, they're dying, but like he's fucking them. And he's saying Hulk fuck the whole time. So after the battle in New York, they were like, Hulk, we have to have a meeting.
Hulk, we love you, man. You're an important part of this team, but we're starting to get a lot of media coverage here. We definitely got a thing about a new word for you.
Can you please learn a different word, Hulk? And he's like, okay, Hulk sex. No, no Hulk sex. How about Hulk teabag? No teabag, Hulk. How about Hulk smash? Okay, Hulk smash is fine.
Hulk's just like a poodle with your favorite teddy bear when you were a kid.
It's what my wiener dog does. We got to put him in that sexual assault training.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Black Widow. All of her espionage training is going to help her fight gods.
You got to go back to all of the gear that they have. Tony Stark in particular. He's got fucking hundreds of Iron Man suits, but they choose to wear leather pants. Wouldn't you be like, dude, can I get one of those suits? I mean, you know, if you're on that team, you're like, no, I'm cool. I got chaps and some motorcycle boots. Let's go.
And every now and then I'll change my hair color to throw the bad guy off.
We're literally running like 2 miles. By the time I get there, I'm fucking winded. Can't I just get one of those suits? I mean, you have 150 of them at your compound.
Right. How come the Avengers all don't have one?
Nobody gets to wear a suit except for Rhodes. And I know one argument would be, okay, well, Rhodes is a pilot, right? But that's weak.
If a suit can fly and do itself, now allow that to be autonomous with a little bit of input from any of those heroes, and bam, you got a suit that works.
You know, he's talking to Clint Barton, and he's like, dude, you want an Iron Man suit? Because this is going to be a long haul till we get to the battlefield. He's like, no, I'm good, dude. I just need that bow and arrow.
Is that like the whole reason that Hawkeye wasn't in Infinity Wars? He was like, yeah. Guys, I'm out of arrows. I'm sorry. I ran out. I got to run back and get some.
I got to get some arrows. And my family, like, I live at least a couple miles east of here in the woods, and my daughter has a recital on Tuesday. I'll watch you guys on TV, right? I'll see it. And if it gets real bad, then I'll show up. But I'm sorry, guys. I'm out of bow and arrows.
I have another batch coming. I ordered them. I did do express delivery, but they're telling me that it's on back order. I'm not sure when I'm going to get them.
Seriously, I think they're stuck in customs. I mean, at least the one that blows up is for sure.
Right.
I know that.
Captain America's like, you can't just go to Cabela's and get a fucking bow and arrow.
Nope.
Quit being a pussy and get your ass out here.
Nope. Gotta be a specific one.
No, I must have the finest bow and arrows so that I can do my work, or else it won't be as precise of a shot every time that I fire it.
I can only I can't just do the off the shelf thing. That's not how it works.
If they're even off by a little bit, I will miss.
And I will look very stupid and it will ruin my reputation as a masterful archer.
The masterful archer. He's turned into Jim or Jimmy from fucking South Park. Well, what an odious. And if we're going to talk about him, let's please talk about, he's obviously donning the Ronin armor. He's still Hawkeye. He just looks different, right? So he can still fight crime without S.H.I.E.L.D. and the government knowing that he's fighting crime as Hawkeye. So realistically, we're led to believe that the government and S.H.I.E.L.D. is like, that's not Hawkeye. That's a guy in a black suit. Hawkeye wears a purple suit.
It's got to be a different guy. Totally different.
Can't be him. Can't be him.
Can't be him. Totally not him at all.
It's like, there's the general question, like, why is Hawkeye here? Which, you know, is not just a fan theory. That's actually how the Avengers feel too. They're like, the fuck is this guy still here for? He carries a bow and arrow around. We're jumping over buildings and shit. He runs around calling on the radio like, hey, keep going ahead, guys. I'll catch up in a second.
Think about it, too. In Avengers, in Infinity War, he's not around. So Clint Barton's at home, and they're like, oh, he's at home because they said that if he does anything, his family gets... All that really was the Avengers, like Captain America and Tony Stark got together, and they were like, man, how the fuck do we get him out of here?
They called to threaten his family?
They did. They called S.H.I.E.L.D., and they were like, look here, Fury, we've got a problem. This guy is severely limiting us on the battlefield. Can you please bribe him with some jail time or maybe some back taxes that he owes? Can you do something for us where he fucking gets out of here? And they're like, yeah, sure.
Tony's like, look, we got to give him something because I mean, I've had to allocate over half of my robot force just to protecting him from not dying in the middle of these fucking battles.
So they're sitting around in a circle, right? And they're like, all right, guys, we have to divvy these stones up, okay? Thor, you get this one. Iron Man, you get this one. Hulk, you get this one. Whatever. Captain Marvel, you get this one. And look, guys, I have felt really bad about Hawkeye this entire time and how much of a pussy he is. Let's just give him one so he can defend himself, okay? Because, like, this bow and arrow thing isn't working out. And they put one of the stones, like a little gem, hanging from the top of his bow and arrow that rings every time he shoots it.
They're in another battle. Black Widow notices a little shiny thing on the end of his arrow and he shoots it. She's like, whoa, did you just shoot the fucking Infinity Stone on an arrow? Knew we should not have given him that Infinity Stone.
yeah. And they're like secretly behind his back. They're like, hey guys, look, I made a fake stone. I know it looks like one, but it's not. We're going to give this one to Clint and make him think that it's a real stone just to get him to shut the fuck up and go away. This is not actually a real stone, though.
This is really just a cubic zirconia. Don't tell him, though. Don't tell him.
It's just a special stone that I put a little LED and a battery into so it glows every so often.
And tell him that he has to go live in the Himalayas somewhere.
The universe depends on you staying hidden in seclusion.
If he's not, like, the whole world will die.
I was thinking it's funny if, like, the whole thing is that Tony is just extremely stingy about his shit. So right. He's like, I don't mind being on a team with you guys and everything like that, but just don't ask to borrow my stuff. And he's like, all I have is a bow and arrow. That's fine.
Yeah, but you're really good with that, right? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Why don't you stay good with the bow and arrow and I'll be good with my fucking suits.
Like, I'm not even going to let you drive one of my cars, let alone let you in one of my suits.
Right.
You might know how to shoot an arrow, but you're shit as a pilot, buddy.
Your Axe body spray is on pretty fucking strong. I'm not letting you anywhere near the inside of one of my suits.
God damn it. God damn it, Hawkeye. The last time I let you wear a suit, you pissed in it. You got drunk. You smelled like Obsession for Men for 2 weeks. I just burned that suit, man. Damn it.
How fun would it be drunk flying in an Iron Man suit?
Let's talk about that for a minute. It would be awesome, but if you look at the actual physics of it, I don't understand it. It would suck.
Actual physics would be horrible.
You'd be dead.
You'd be tomato paste.
Right? Like, how? That's one thing I never understood in the Iron Man suit is, like, he'll be doing Mach 2 and he'll just change direction so fast that he should just, like you said, be tomato paste inside the suit. But, like, what? There's a shock absorber layer in there. And, like, how many times does he fall from the sky and hit a building? And, like, he should just be a vegetable at this point. But apparently his very thin layer of Iron Man suit protects him.
That's a Stark patent.
Have you guys ever heard that explained?
I mean, they probably have a comic book explanation. They probably said that the suit has so much vibranium content and has super absorption.
Hold on. I'm gonna look it up while we're sitting here.
Speaking of his suit, right? Like, his chest piece is a power source, right? I mean, I know it keeps shrapnel away from his heart, but it's a power source.
Yep.
So that thing is still in his heart when he's up against the Mandarin. And he crashes and he goes to that kid's garage and he uses like a hammer and nails to put the Iron Man suit back together.
Yeah.
But he's taking forever charging it with like a car battery. What's that battery in your chest do?
And it's a 12-volt battery. It's like, really? All you needed for fucking Iron Man is a 12-volt battery?
He's like, hey, kid, I need some double A's here. I got some bad guys to fight.
I need some B batteries. You've never heard of the B battery?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Go give me like 57 of those. You know what's crazy? I just looked it up. Why Iron Man suit doesn't kill him. There is a Because Science with Kyle Hill where he's talking about why would your brain not fucking smush into your skull every time you hit a corner.
It would. There's no way to stop that. That's going to happen.
Right. Exactly. I can understand the vibranium aspect of it because that's actually a good explanation. Like, vibranium dissipates everything. So when he hits a wall, it kind of dissipates it. I get it. But you can't stop the inside of your brain from stopping. So
it's all in the acceleration. You're going at Mach 2 and you're now decelerating to zero.
What if they said, like in the movies, they were like, look, man, Iron Man suit's awesome, but it takes you 45 minutes to slow down, Tony.
There's a whole bunch of comedy scenes of Tony. He's like overstopping and he rides out far, far too long.
Yeah, right. He just like, there's all these scenes where they're fighting bad guys and you see Tony just go whoop, 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 right by him.
Right. Right, exactly. Hands out, feet out, just trying to stop. Like, oh, shit.
He's got to turn around and come back, but slower this time.
Right. One thing I was wondering, since we're talking about Tony, I saw a theory that seemed interesting. The importance of Tony's left arm. A lot of events that have occurred throughout the MCU movies of where Tony's in them have impacted his left arm. It was the first thing you ever saw of an Avenger on screen. It was his left hand holding a drink. The time that Tony hit Thanos and took blood from him, it was his left hand that he hit him with. The glove is left-handed. It's like they've built a lot of foreshadowing and symbolism into it.
With the left hand thing, I love to see that kind of forethought into characters and things like that, but that seems super deep to be that way. But they're trying to make such a redemption story out of Tony Stark. If you think about it, they're trying to redeem him. Like in the movies, he starts off as an arrogant prick who sells military weapons to people, but then by the end of the fight with Captain America in Civil War, he's trying to redeem himself now as a good guy again. And I think in Infinity War, you see him getting his ass kicked by Thanos. That's the lowest he can be. He's like, fuck, this is it, man. Like, I've let everybody down again.
You said that. So Tony Stark, right, during the Civil War bit. So he basically sides with the government. Do you think most fans were like against Tony Stark? Like, you know, fuck the man. He's on the government side. So is that why he's a villain in that one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I agree. Fuck the government. I'd be on Captain America's side. But
yeah, right. Exactly. No, I agree 100%. I mean, that was clearly a statement of saying, like, you can't censor people. Like, censorship sucks. And I think they were trying to make, like, a pseudo point in that movie about that. And it made Tony a bad guy. But then they also showed his parents getting murked by Winter Soldier. And that was, like, that was heartbreaking. That was, like, the ultimate fuck you to Tony Stark for being a bad guy. It was like, oh, yeah, you want to join the government side? Well, how about this? Your parents die in front of you in slow motion from Bucky Barnes, the guy who's standing next to you, you know?
That was some amazing camera work too, right?
Oh yeah, there just happened to be a camera in a tree.
That was like an abandoned like forest road, but it had some pretty good security cam footage.
Right, right. Well, how do you explain that? It's like, well, okay, well, S.H.I.E.L.D. has...
There's a drone following them, I think.
Oh, no. They didn't have a drone system back then. There was just incremental tree cameras that they installed throughout the forest.
And, I mean, we are talking about Tony Stark's dad here. So, like, you know, that guy, even at that time, he was a mogul fucking super tech guy. So
that would be like 60% of their operation or more. They would just be a high-tech telecom industry for the most part that is just literally installing cameras
throughout the world.
That'd be incredible.
Well, think about it. Think about every heist movie you've ever seen. Every time there's a hacker, like there's a group of guys and there's that one nerdy hacker they bring in and they're like, hacker man, fucking hack the system. And the next thing you know, he's in every camera in the city. He's in every stoplight. He's at every fucking toilet bowl. It's the same thing. It's just the Starks did that first.
And somehow those cameras are like nice HD quality. You can actually see them. But watch the news though. Somebody goes in and robs a Quickie Mart. And it's so fucking blurry that no one can see shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Again, I say we're dealing with the Starks here. He said, fuck the rest of the world. The ones that are going to pick up my death, those are going to get every gory detail.
Do you think that Nick Fury is fake? Because in Captain Marvel, where he said that he cannot eat toast that's cut into the shape of a triangle, there is a scene where he was eating toast cut in the shape of a triangle. Which might mean that Nick Fury's not actually been Nick Fury this whole time. He might be a Skrull.
Him and Clint Barton?
So something I seen online, that Hawkeye was actually a Skrull at the time when Loki took him over.
I saw that too, yep.
And so I went back and looked at the scene, and it is true. When he does put the scepter on his chest and he takes him over, he does kind of like do this look. You know, Loki gets this look on his face like he just understood something.
Which would make sense, because like, Hawkeye is just a dude that would be dead, but a Skrull actually could probably, might be able to keep up.
Right.
Wow. Okay. So that's how Hawkeye survives any of these battles. But if that's true, if the Skrull really did take him over, do you think whoever that Skrull was just got his ass handed to him when he got back to command? Because they're like, dude, you fucking took over Clint Barton, Hawkeye. He's the only guy on the team with no fucking powers.
He's like, well, guys, but there was a tactical advantage. And they were like, no, stop right there. You took over fucking Hawkeye. You're fired. You're fucking fired. Step into my office. Why? Because you're fucking fired.
So if he wasn't actually a Skrull, and it was actually Hawkeye that he took over, what's up with that look then?
I know.
I think that Loki gets like a brief glimpse into whatever they're thinking.
He touches him and he sees Hawkeye like in his brain. Hawkeye's shooting bow and arrow, but it's all dicks, dicks, dicks.
Exactly.
And Loki's like, oh, all right. Cool.
He just makes that face. He's like, no, fuck it. All right, come on.
He's like, okay, cool, man. Whatever floats your boat, buddy.
Did they send the sort of the most inept Skrulls to infiltrate? There's like six Skrulls that figured out how to genetically alter themselves where they can actually imitate powers. Mm-hmm. So maybe it wasn't those guys. Maybe it was just the
Skrull. It was just the other guy. Yeah, it wasn't one of those guys.
It's only planet Earth. This place is full of a bunch of fucking morons. Like, they just send them, you know, it's like Tweedledum and Tweedledee of the Skrull world.
They're up on the Skrull ship, and they're like, all right, guys, when we get down there, we're going to take over the most powerful superheroes on Earth. Now, my form here says this, Hawkeye and Nick Fury are, like, super badasses. All right, I'll get Hawkeye, you get Nick Fury. And then they get down there, they're all jazzed. I'm going to be a badass. This is going to be cool. And they morph into him, and they're like, wait a minute, I can shoot a bow and arrow now? Like, I absorbed that? What the fuck is this? And the other guy's like, wait a minute. I absorbed a fake eye and like a trench coat. This is the most horrible fucking hero ever.
We're going to have to keep our nose down on the battlefield if we're going to be able to keep our identities hidden.
Right. I'm going to have to conveniently run out of arrows every now and then so I can leave the battlefield, because like, I'm going to fucking die. This sucks.
All guys up on the building. Out, guys. 7 arrows are gone.
They're gone.
I'll be back in a bit. I'm heading back to the pad to grab some more arrows.
I'll be back in a couple minutes.
I'll see if y'all still fighting when I get back.
Thanks a lot for the invite, but I got to go.
And that's how the Skrull ducks out and survives.
That's it. Every scene, he's got up, out of arrows again. Woo. Man, I should bring more next time.
I'm just looking at my notes here. We did a pretty good job of covering most of them. I got one that says, is Thanos a bitch? Then why are you trying to fuck him like one?
Say what again, motherfucker? Say what one more goddamn time.
I dare you. I double dare you.
Is that a big Mahuna glove? I've been wanting a big Mahuna glove, but my wife won't let me get one. You don't mind if I wear it, do you?
This is a comfortable glove.
It fits really well on my hand. Why did people's clothes vanish during the snap?
First idea starts in the writing room. Cocaine Jim's like, you guys, we got to go Black Widow first.
You know what the MCU's been missing, man? Tits.
You get yourself a good old rag of those. You got yourself a movie.
The rest of the writing team's like, whoa, wait a minute.
You know, guys, listen. So you know Captain Marvel's here, right?
We're going to get on Mr. Skin. I'm telling you. It's going to be a whole new demographic. It's going to be huge.
Is this the porno version that we've somehow slipped into talk about? Infinity fuck?
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's a pretty quick porno because it's going to be just a quick shot after the clothes go away and then they're going to dissipate.
Well, they call it Endgame because it's just a bunch of money shots.
Oh, yeah. The Infinity Glove is like a condom.
Infinity condom.
Infinity condom.
So,
we've crafted another gauntlet, but this time it goes on your dick. It's ribbed. All the gems are like the ribbing. So it like it feels good, you know, like it's ribbed for her pleasure, but it's all the Infinity gems.
So there was like from a meme that I seen online. And it was like Iron Man had said, what's your name? Your name's the anus. And then there's like a cartoon drawing of like little Thanos, like he's in a gym and he's got like these lists of what he's going to do when he gets the Infinity Stones. It says it's not the anus, it's Thanos.
You guys, it's not the anus, it's Thanos. One day you'll see, I'll get the Infinity Gauntlet and I'll kill all of you. And that's where our story begins in Endgame. Young Thanos at a young age was teased by all the children for being called the anus. Look, he's purple.
And he swore to the heavens above that day all of them would die.
That's pretty much all. That's awesome. That's so real. I love it. Then the next scene, like he's putting on the lipstick, listening to Moody Blues, like Steve Buscemi did in Billy Madison.
Got it tucked and dancing.
It puts the lotion in the skin. Well, the crazy thing is, I mean, in the comics, that is absolutely 50% of the time they're trying to go back in time and kill him as a baby. In Uncanny X-Force, they're basically trying to go back and murder him as a kid. But they're like, he's just a kid, man. Like, he's not really Thanos yet. And he's like, but he's going to be. And they're like, but he's not yet. We can change him. And he's like, no, you can't. Finally, Phantom X, the one guy who has the balls to do it, fucking shoots him in the face.
Oh, God.
He's scarred forever. That experience on the playground, there's no bringing it back.
Dude, so in Endgame, they're all fighting. And like, Doctor Strange goes back in time and finds out they call them the anus. So when they're all fighting, and they're like, guys, we're losing. We got to do something. And Doctor Strange shows up and he's like, call him the anus. And they're like, what? He's like, no, really, just call him the anus. And they're like, all right, the anus. And he's like, don't call me that. And that's how they get the glove off him.
He's actually crying.
Is he crying?
He's crying right now. You're fucking crying, really? Oh,
Jesus Christ.
The anus, are you really crying?
I don't know what was calling me that anymore.
Turns out if the Avengers had a good therapist on the team, might not even happen.
All he had to do to save the universe was to go back in time and change his name. And everything would have been cool. Like give his name like Ted or Jim, you know?
Go back and convince his parents to name him as Dirk Big Pecker.
And then he's just cool forever, like, man.
He just turns into like a sunglasses, collar popped kind of party bro.
What's up, guys?
Come on, party with Dirk Big Pecker.
Hey, guys, I got the Infinity Stones. Want to come party with Dirk Big Pecker? Look, I made a condom. Woo! Who wants to butt chug some monster?
Drop one of these stones in your drink. Go ahead and chug down. Come on. We're butt chugging. With Dirk Big Pecker.
Clint, I see you also have a note here to talk about why I have such a small pecker.
We should have talked about that.
As I've stated before, I'm a shower, not I'm a grower, not a shower.
I've clearly stated that before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love dicks.
Thank you for listening to Because Nerd. If you liked it, make sure to subscribe, share, rate, or comment. And check out becausenerd.com for even more cool shit. And if the spirit has truly moved you, you can pledge your support directly to us on Patreon. Because Nerd is a production of Scriptic Media.